Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields. Welcome once more to Food for the Journey. As we look forward to this great feast of Corpus Christi, I realize that for some dioceses, the solemnity of the most holy body and blood of Christ is not a holy day of obligation. And when that's the case, it is assigned to the Sunday after the Most Holy Trinity. So I'm looking at the readings for the Feast of Corpus Christi for this Sunday, June 3rd. O God, who in this wonderful sacrament have left us a memorial of your passion, grant us, we pray, so to revere the sacred mysteries of your body and blood that we may always experience in ourselves the fruits of your redemption. How deep is your faith, honestly? Do you genuinely reverence the Blessed Sacrament? Do you make visits, when possible, to the church, or at least in your heart? Do you make visits throughout the day to the Lord? How often God waits for us in our churches, how often he waits for us and we do not come. And I'm not saying that to you to put guilt on you. I'm saying that your Savior awaits you. He longs for us to come. Even if our visit is only a moment or two, he longs for us to come. And if we simply cannot get there by health or by transportation or whatever, then just take a moment right where you are. Say, Lord, thank you. Thank you that you are so present to us. Thank you that you are food and drink for us every day. You're available to us every day. I think how often I come to Mass during the week and I'm distracted because of the next meeting or the next event. And I've had to pull myself back again and again to the miracle that every Mass is. I had to pull myself, rein myself in to focus on the present moment. You'd think I love him with all my heart. You'd think that I would be most conscious when I can receive his body and his blood in the Eucharist. What an inestimable privilege. And yet, I too can get so caught up in what I have to do or what I've just finished that I can be distracted during Mass. And I actually shed a tear or two about it the other day because I realized once again, after receiving the Eucharist and thanking God, but I was quickly on to something else after thanking God. And I thought, whoa, I should be thanking God so much more than 30 seconds worth. And I just want to urge you, brothers and sisters, that as I've been, in a certain sense, called to account for what I've done with or not done with the inestimable gift of his body and blood, just really encourage you to, you know, take inventory yourself and say, what am I going to do? You know, I've made sure of the prayers that I want to pray after receiving. I've made sure that those are in place so that I turn to them automatically. So take a look yourself and say, am I just, quote, going to Mass, or am I participating? Am I celebrating the food and the drink that he gives me every time I go? Where am I? I know when you have small children, you're just blessed to be there. And having a recollected mind and heart is sometimes extremely difficult. Just turn with your child or your children and say, Lord, here I am. I don't have much right now in terms of attentiveness because of my children, but I am here and I love you and I thank you for what you give me. Something like that. In just a few moments, Lord, help me to focus, even in the midst of caring for these children. Help me to focus on you. Give me a grace to pay more attention to you. Now, I'm not talking about ignoring your children, but just that God can create a balance where we can't. Ask him for help so that you might celebrate this feast, this Sunday, with a deeper realization of who he is and how he has given himself totally for you and me. First reading for today is taken from the book of Exodus, chapter 24, verses 3 to 8. When Moses came to the people and related all the words and ordinances of the Lord, they all answered with one voice, "We will do everything that the Lord has told us." Moses then wrote down all the words of the Lord, and rising early the next day, he erected at the foot of the mountain an altar and 12 pillars for the 12 tribes of Israel. Then, having sent certain young men of the Israelites to offer holocausts and sacrifice young bulls as peace offerings to the Lord, Moses took half of the blood and put it in large bowls. The other half he splashed on the altar. Taking the book of the covenant, he read it aloud to the people, who answered, "All that the Lord has said, we will heed and do." Then he took the blood and sprinkled it on the people, saying, "This is the blood of the covenant that the Lord has made with you, in accordance with all these words of his." In Christ, Jesus came in the flesh. In Christ, he came in the flesh and gave his body and blood over for your salvation. Oh, brothers and sisters, let's wake up to what we have right in front of us. It's not a ceremony. It's God giving himself to us. Psalm 116, "I will take the cup of salvation and call on the name of the Lord. How shall I make a return to the Lord for all the good he has done for me? The cup of salvation I will take up, and I will call on the name of the Lord." Make that psalm your own for a while as you come to Mass. Psalm 116. Pray it until you memorize it. It's one way of bringing yourself into recollection that I'm here to worship, I'm here to adore, I'm here to receive, that I might be strengthened to continue to serve him. Letter to the Hebrews, chapter 9, verses 11 to 15. "Brothers and sisters, when Christ came as high priest of the good things that have come to be, passing through the greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made by hands, that is not belonging to this creation, he entered once for all into the sanctuary, not with the blood of goats and calves, but with his own blood, thus obtaining eternal redemption. For if the blood of goats and bulls and the sprinkling of a heifer's ashes can sanctify those who are defiled so that their flesh is cleansed, how much more will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself unblemished to God, cleanse our consciences from dead works?" If we just go through the motions, they're dead works, to worship the living God. "For this reason, he is mediator of a new covenant, since a death has taken place for deliverance from transgressions under the first covenant. Those who are called may receive the promised eternal inheritance." These are not ceremonies, brothers and sisters. They're God giving himself to us. Ask God to help you grow in gratitude for what he has done. And while I don't have time on the program here, there is a sequence. There is a beautiful, beautiful hymn. You'll find it in the Missoletic Mass. I really encourage you to pray the sequence. Take it with you. Make sure you return it, but take it with you. Go outside somewhere at some time on this Sunday and sing. Well, you can't sing it because you don't have those hymns in front of you, but you do have the words. And there's a certain way you can sing that to God. "Loud, O Zion, your salvation, loud with hymns of exultation. Christ, your King and Shepherd true, bring him all the praise you know. He is more than you bestow, never can you reach his due." And so on. It's a beautiful, long hymn, but a beautiful hymn of thanksgiving to God. And we look at the Gospel of Mark for this Sunday, Mark 14, verses 12 to 16, and then 22 to 26. "On the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, when they sacrificed the Passover lamb, Jesus' disciples said to him, 'Where do you want us to go and prepare for you to eat the Passover?' He sent two of his disciples and said to them, 'Go into the city, and a man will meet you carrying a jar of water. Follow him. Wherever he enters, say to the master of the house, the teacher says, where is my guest room where I may eat the Passover with my disciples? And then he will show you a large upper room furnished and ready. Make the preparations for us there. The disciples then went off, entered the city, and found it just as he had told them, and they prepared the Passover. And while they were eating, he took bread, said the blessing, broke it, gave it to them, and said, take this, take it. He's offering it. Take it. He says, this is my body. And then he took a cup, gave thanks, gave it to them. They all drank from it. And he said to them, this is my blood of the covenant, which will be shed for many. This is my blood, my body, given for you. You. Not for millions of people, though it's true, but for you. He knew you by name even before you were conceived in your mother's womb. He knew you. And he gives himself to you. Think of that. He gives himself to you personally. And the passage says, then he took a cup, gave thanks, and gave it to them, and they all drank from it. And he said to them, this is my blood of the covenant, which will be shed for many. Amen, I say to you, I shall not drink again the fruit of the vine until the day when I drink it new in the kingdom of God. And then after singing a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. And you know what awaited him. You know the passion. You know the agony. You know the suffering. And he offered it all for you and me. Brothers and sisters, this is a day of gratitude. This is a day of thanksgiving. But I would also urge you to make one, can be very small, make one decision of a way in which you're going to honor and reverence Christ in the Blessed Sacrament. Perhaps it's an extra visit once a week. Perhaps it's certain prayers that you will say. Perhaps that every day you will thank him for what he offers, his own body and his own blood. He offers you and me. This is not a ceremony. This is not symbolic. This is real. This is now. He offers his body and his blood that you might live with him for all eternity. Oh, I'm too busy to go to church today, or I'm this, or I'm that. There are very legitimate reasons, but there are also many ways, where we fail to honor and praise him and thank him. Not just for giving us a gift, for giving us himself, body, soul, blood, divinity. He gave it for you. Brothers and sisters, I really want to urge you, if you can, as I encouraged, pray the sequence, sing the hymn in a sense in your heart, but pray it and ask God to show you the way you can become more grateful for all he has done for us. May God bless you. Brothers and sisters, I want to offer you a new free booklet entitled Transform Your Marriage by Randall Serner. That booklet is available to you simply by calling our 800 number, 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789, or go to our website, renewalministries.net.